And then the 28th of November 2015, freezing cold morning at Hull Station. I'm just about to board and I'm on the way to Manchester Piccadilly and then going to the airport and heading first of all to Doha and Qatar and then on to Riyadh. I'll get there about 2 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Welcome to this first Transpennine Express service to Manchester Piccadilly. We will shortly be arriving at Manchester Piccadilly when this train terminates. Please remember to collect all your belongings when leaving the train.
To extend a special welcome to our Privilege Club members and vulnerable frequent flyers aboard. Privilege Club is Qatar Airways' award-winning frequent flyer program. To enroll, please contact your cabin crew. May we remind you to have your mobile phone switched to flight safe mode once the aircraft commences movement on ground during taxi, takeoff and full landing. Please be reminded that this is a non-smoking flight and the use of electronic cigarettes is not permitted. As we consider your safety to be of the utmost importance, could you please give your attention to the safety video being screened? Thank you. Announcing the departure of QR046, requesting all ground personnel to disembark. Closing doors for departure.
Welcome aboard this Qatar Airways flight. Please pay attention as we demonstrate the safety features of this aircraft. For your comfort and safety, we operate a non-smoking policy on board all our aircraft. Smoking in the toilet will activate a smoke alarm. Smoking on board the aircraft and tampering with the smoke detector are criminal offences punishable by law. The exits and walkways must be kept clear of baggage at all times. In the unlikely event of an emergency landing, please adopt the brace position as shown on the screen. Your life jacket is either beside or underneath your seat. When instructed by the crew, remove it from its container and pull it over your head. Bring the tape around your waist and fasten in front, pulling firmly to secure. Only inflate your life jacket when you are leaving the aircraft by pulling the two red toggles sharply downwards. You can also inflate or top up the life jacket by blowing into the mouthpiece.
State of Qatar. We have just landed at Hamad International Airport, the five-star gateway to Qatar, the Gulf and the rest of the world. The local time is 40 minutes past the hour of 11 in the evening and the outside air temperature is 24 degrees Celsius. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the aircraft has come to a complete stop and the seatbelt sign has been switched off. Before leaving the aircraft, please ensure that you have all your personal belongings with you. If you are transferring to an orbit connection and have already been issued with a boarding pass, check the flight information screens available inside the terminal to confirm your departure date. If you do not have an on-board boarding pass or require assistance with your connecting flight, follow the signs to the transfer desk. If Doha is your final destination, please proceed to the arrivals area to complete immigration formalities and collect your baggage. And ground staff are readily available to assist you if required. The Davis Preferred Hotel here in Doha is the Oryx Rotana Hotel. Please be informed that it is now safe to use your mobile phones if you wish to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you fly with us, check online at kathavis.com. Enhance your experience and save time at the airport. Choose your seat, print your boarding pass and use the pass back drop counters at the airport to check in your luggage with you.
And here's Andrea. Yes, please tell me that you're better with the video checking board for in about 15 minutes, we start our engine and we set off by the flight to take one hour in the parking. It's okay, now the check is on 20,000 feet. The weather is nice. We are expecting like last year during flight of two. We get that fast and all the time, even the bus from Spanish station. The possibility of the air momentarily is 21 degrees on ground and the sky is clear. I wish to enjoy our flight of service from the terminal flight and thank you very much for your support.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Qatar Airways, the Oneworld Alliance Captain's Airline Business Group, welcome aboard Qatar Airways Flight 1166 to Riyadh. We'd like to extend a special welcome to our Privilege Club members and Oneworld frequent flyers on board.
The weather on ground is nice, the hotel temperature is 21 degrees Celsius. I wish you a nice day. Thank you very much for your choice to fly Qatar Airways.
نشكركم لاختياركم السفر على الخطوط الجوية القطرية شكرا وطاب صباحكم
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to King Khalid International Airport where the local time is 10 minutes past 2 in the morning. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the aircraft has come to a complete stop and the seatbelt sign has been switched off. Before leaving the
It's now the 29th of November 2015 because I've flown from the UK and flown into the 29th in Riyadh. It's 3:30 in the morning and I have to be collected at 8:30, so I'm not going to get much sleep tonight. It's only, let me check, it's only 12:30 of course back home, but even so I'll have to remember to set my alarm properly. So I had a good flight all the way to Doha, had to rush a bit through the airport to catch the next one, more or less just made it, and then a very short flight to Riyadh, met here by a driver and a colleague from King Saud University, whose name, again I'll have to check, I think it was Fayed. Yeah, Fayez Hayan, whose number I have now. So I look forward to meeting him again and working with my colleagues here during the week. It's still Sunday the 29th of November and I'm up and ready to go. It's 8 o'clock here, which is 5 o'clock in the morning back home, but we've got to try not to think about that. So what I'm going to do is get some breakfast, meet my driver and go to King Saud University and see what they've got in store for me there. Well, this is brilliant. The driver hasn't got a clue where we're going. I'm sitting in the car with cars and lorries whizzing past me rather dangerously. I wasn't given an address. Everything's done by Skype, so all I've done is talked to Ahmad, the Dean, I haven't had an email with any sort of address on it. I never thought to check. I assumed that the driver would know. I phoned Fayyad from last night, but he didn't seem to be able to direct him either. So my driver's talking to someone else now at a gate. Well, he's on the phone now to whoever was speaking to the driver. And as I say, frankly, nobody seems to have a clue where I'm supposed to be. I'm in King Saud University, but that's about all I know. It's huge. Well, I eventually made it to the nursing department at King Saud University. The mystery was finally solved. I doubt I could find my own way back here, but apparently one of the academics was supposed to be at the hotel this morning to meet me and come with me, but that didn't happen. Things rarely work out here exactly as they're supposed to happen. So I met with Ahmad this morning to plan the week, and then had an impromptu session with some master's students. As Ahmad said, we don't plan these things, but I didn't really see much point in it, given that I'm meeting them all tomorrow. Now I'm in an academic office where I was logged into the Wi-Fi, but that doesn't seem to be working now. And I've on a PC, it's Ahmad's academic office as opposed to his dean's office, and I've had yet another reminder from the research unit at King Abdulaziz University, where I'm giving a paper in March and a workshop to send my workshop outline and the handouts, and this is the third time I've done it. So I'm going to ask them to confirm this time that they've actually got it. I like it out here, but it can be a little bit frustrating. That's my first full day here, nearly over. Strange day, never quite sure what was going to be happening next, but I eventually managed to get home just after 1 o'clock. And home, at least back to my hotel at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I've just been doing some work here. Short session in the gym. First time I've been in the gym for quite a while with my rotator cuff injury, which I'm working on. So my plan tonight is to get some dinner as soon as possible. I got fewer than 4 hours sleep last night. In fact, far fewer than that. I was in bed at 3:30 and I was up at 7 o'clock. So I'm going to get to bed really early tonight and make sure I get a really good sleep. And then tomorrow I'm meeting the master's students. I have to say I'm not 100% sure what I'm supposed to be doing with them, but something will transpire. But anyway, whatever I do with them and with the staff tomorrow, I'm clearer with the staff because I'm doing straightforward writing for publication. I'll be repeating that with the women at the female campus on Tuesday. Beginning to plan some more visits to this university and also to Jeddah, my good friend and former PhD student Wafa Al-Johani, who hosted my visit to Jeddah the last time, has moved from her college to the King Abdulaziz University, so they want to have me down there, so I've given them a series of dates. So it looks like the Middle East is very much on my horizon for the next few years at least.